Shavua Tov u'mevorach, Rabbi Kovacs here, and Mishneh Yomi is holding in chapter 8 of Bava Metzia, the final Mishneh Tet, a maskir bayit l'chavero v'nofel. Someone rented a house to someone else, to the renter, and the house fell down. Now back then, many houses were not built to code, built to modern codes, and sometimes the bricks and the stones would give out, and it would fall down, or part of it would fall down. Chayiv lahamid lebayit. So the landlord has to build him a new house. Chayiv katan, if the original house was small, lo yaseh negodol. He can't actually make it bigger. The renter might not want something bigger, it's more to take care of. Godol lo yaseh katan, if it was bigger, he can't make it smaller. Echad lo yaseh shnayim, if it was one room, he can't make two rooms. Shnayim lo yaseh echad, and not vice versa. Lo yifchot mehachlonot, and he can't have less windows, or more windows. Less windows means less light inside, but more windows means less privacy from people looking in. Unless both of them agree to the changes. Now in the Gemara, they explain what's going on here is when the renter and the landlord got together originally, the renter said, I want a house just like this. Kazeh, bayit kazeh, a house just like this. Now, if they'd agreed a house just like this was what was the rental term, then he can't change it. But if he just said, bayit, I just want to rent a bayit, I just want to rent a room, then the owner can actually make any changes they want. And if he actually said, bayit zeh, I want this exact house, well, if this exact house just fell down, then it's gone, and the lease is gone, and he's not going to pay any more, and the landlord doesn't have to rebuild it at all. So always read the fine print. Mazel tov, we're on to chapter 9. HaMekabel Sodeh Mechavero. Somebody is Mekabel. He's renting a field, but he's renting as a Kablon. It's Mekabel. He's accepting responsibility. Now we'll see. There's different ways to do this. He could be what's called an aris, a sharecropper, and give a percentage. He could be a chocher, someone who gives a set amount from the produce, or he could simply pay cash to rent the field. But he's got a field from someone else. Makom shenachu liksor yiksor. If it's a place where they cut down the crops with the sickle, he has to do that. La'akor, if they rip up the crops by hand and get the roots too, yakor, he should do that too. He shouldn't deviate from the local custom and agricultural industry. Lachrosh acharav, yachrosh. If the custom is they plow after the harvest, you know, replow the roots and the stuff that's still in the ground, he needs to do that. Hakol kaminag hamedina. Everything that the one accepting responsibility and use of someone else's field must do is what's normally done in that place. Kishem chasholkin b'tzvua, and just like they divide the grain, koch cholkin b'tevin v'kosh, so too they would divide the straw and the stubble, the little parts you can't really use, but you can use them for your fire. Kishem chasholkin b'yayin, and just like if they're dividing wine, like for example, that's a vineyard that's being rented, and they're going to split the finished product, the wine, when they're done, koch cholkin b'zmurit v'konim, so too they're going to split the vines and the poles that are used to hold up the vines. Ushnehim misapkim et akonim. And both of them are responsible for providing these poles that set up the vineyard originally. Therefore, they're going to share them at the end of the season as well. Tiskulim Mitzvot, Shavuot Tov.